Don Whistler and Indians for Indians.
Oho, Nikan, Kishkikashanina. This is the 225th program of the Indians for Indians Hour. Keshkikai speaking. I believe I told you last week that I was going to look for Mac Whitehorse up here today, and here's Mac right here, and he brought along Jasper Dojevi and Jasper's wife. Well, Jasper's wife is going to sing in or not, is she, Jasper? I'll tell you what, Mac, you come on, let's start singing now, and then I'll meet these announcements along about halfway through this program.
We sing too slow. War dance song.
Gonna sing two slow war dance songs to start with. Okay. How many? One, two. About two round lances. Okay.
Yeah.
good. Now what are you going to sing, Mac?
What about it, Jasper? Tell us.
A couple of fast war dances.
Two fast war dances. Okay. Minutes before we get to the middle of this program. Now we need a couple more songs. Now what's it going to be this time?
We have two more slow war dances.
Two slow war dances. Okay. Thank you. a lot, Mac. Jasper. Now, here's a whole bunch of things that's coming up, so you folks would like to go places where I better start digging out your camping equipment. I had a long-distance call last night from Willa Gray to ask me to announce that one of those thrilling events that are taking place frequently now is the war's over. Well, this is to honor George Maxwell Dodd, the son of Mrs. Bertha Dodd at Osag and Fox Agency. George was captured by the Japanese at Corregidor and was a prisoner for 4 long years. He's hung around to celebrate his return to honor him for the part that he took in the war. There will be a parade or what we call a special ceremony to honor returning warriors at 11 o'clock next Friday morning at Old Sac and Fox Agency. All members of the Sac and Fox tribe will be present, and other tribes are invited. There's to be a basket lunch. You know, the kind where everybody brings something, they all put it on the table. The time is next Friday, November 2nd, at 11 a.m. There was a letter in this morning's mail from my old friend Robert Boomer, who, besides being president of the American Indian Exposition, is also the church clerk of the Rainy Mountain Cairo Indian Baptist Church. It was in this letter capacity that he wrote me and asked me if it would be possible to bring up a group from the church to appear on the Indians for Indians Hour 2 weeks from today. However, it so happens that that is the day that John Hinkleberg, the Weatherford, is coming over, but I'm going to write Bob and ask him if he and the rest of the group can come up November the 20th, just a week later.
Some more war dances, all right.
Hey, hi, 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 hi Hey,
was the last song you were singing? Round dances, folks.
All right, now let's see. Thanks a lot, Jasper and Mac, and that was a darn good program. I sure enjoyed it, and I know the radio audience did just as much as I did. Let's see about next week now. You remember that Cliff and some more of the boys down in the dark away who had been here last week but could not make it. So